I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed to Teach show, and let's see what God is doing today. How is everything going? It is Thursday, the 21st of the 2022. Amazing. We have the Democratic Party exodus that we hear about in a prophetic word. Amazing things are going to happen as that implodes completely. We hear about Biden having COVID and a bunch of news about Brandonomics and what's going to happen. Is silver going to soar? We're going to give some look at some evidence for that. We might have Kirk Elliott on a little bit later, a PhD, double PhD, again, to give us some updates on the economy. If not, we'll do that ourselves. But let's roll here. Thank you for coming on time. I see Nashville, Arkansas. Robin's here. We got Rose from Nebraska. We got Linda from Blue Island, Illinois. Love it. We got Paula from Montana, all here. Again, Rumble Rants, we're on Facebook, we are on Clout Hub, we're also on Josh Who TV, as well as the B2T Neighborhood, which you can download on your mobile phone. The B2T Neighborhood is the Facebook replacement for Patriots. So if you don't want to be censored and you want to be with other Christian Patriots, just download B2T Neighborhood on your phone. That's B2T Neighborhood in the App Store or Google Play Store, or go to b2tneighborhood.com on your desktop. All right, let's roll here with some of these updates. We have quite a bit going on with the prophetic word, man. It's just exciting when you look at that. But also just what's happening with Brandonomics. It's being used to, I believe, wake up more people. Here's gas prices could soar again as oil's second act is coming, expert predicts. Even though gasoline prices have slid below $4.50 per gallon on average nationwide, in what's been a multi-week downward trend, an industry expert warns that the reprieve is likely temporary and that drivers should brace for pump pain as oil ready to rally in a second act. So interesting how Brandonomics continues to just hit us heavy. We got Rand Paul saying Democrats' proposed tax hike would hit 8.3 million small businesses. This is part of the whole Saul Alinsky tactics. Again, a book, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, that was written 50 years ago, right when we went off the gold standard 50 years ago, right when we went with Roe versus Wade 50 years ago. Thank goodness we have a 50-year jubilee coming up. But wow, it's been painful. And a big part of the tactics is to kill the middle class, kill the small businesses. That's why COVID pushed us into the big box retailers. It's one of the reasons why we partnered with the Patriot Street Fighter on his mission of economic warfare. He'll be coming on the show on Monday, by the way. So make sure you hit that show on Monday night as he comes on. Pretty exciting how we can help these businesses versus get hurt by the big box retailers. Here is something I wanted to show you that was interesting. This is what Julie talked about on 6/3/22, about what's going to happen to stock, what's going to happen to gold and silver. Remember, Bull Polney, he'll be coming on the show next week, and he talks all the time about the timelines and about how why the Babylonian system is. They're going to suppress silver. But once the Babylonian system breaks. You know, it's better to be 3 to 6 months early or even a year or two early than it is to be 1 hour late. If you're 1 hour late, it's going to be too late to participate in the wealth transfer perspective of gold and silver. And that's exactly what Julie Green's prophetic word says here, where God's telling her this. Listen to this. This is basically, you should search. I just searched on the term dominate because I knew she had used that in this prophetic word and found it on 6/23. So this is just a little less than a month ago.
New lows and a historic crash will occur in the stock market. Day after day, the market will hit records for major falls. The market losses will be so great, they will say. They are historic and unprecedented. They will scream depression in a famine so unprecedented has never been seen before. They will go to the extreme and they will bring in fear that this will be far worse than the Great Depression. For them, yes. I told you, my children, they used this market and this system to enslave the world, and it's this economy, and that economy is collapsing. Excuse me. But I will usher in a new one. Gold and silver will dominate, and my children, my kingdom system will be seen in this world and how it should have happened all along.
Yeah. So although this is terrible and all this news that we're hearing about these tax hikes and the Brandonomics, as we called it, that is why I partnered with Kirk Elliott to give you guys free consultation to talk about where your assets are and how you can protect your assets. And not having any precious metals is a bad idea. And right now the price has been artificially lowered so much. It's a fantastic time to spread yourself out, right? Especially with gold and silver. And you can fill out this form. Now, he can sell gold, stocks and bonds, but there's time for everything. And during Brandonomics, is not a time for stocks and bonds. You can fill out this form here on KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. The link's down below in this video. Again, or just call him, but it's, again, it's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. That's the form that he filled out, he created for me. 720-605-3900. If you want a free consultation from an expert in this area to make sure that you don't miss the wealth transfer, to make sure that you don't miss at least the portion that's going to be part of gold and silver, and that you also are just protecting your assets, call him at 720-605-3900. He has a bunch of experts. He's a double PhD himself. They'll help you and consult you through that process. Here's Bull Polney. We'll be coming on to talk about just that, gold and silver, the timelines, what he's thinking on next Wednesday and Thursday. Actually, Monday, right before this, we're going to have Scott. I'll have Gus add that. Scott will be coming on. That again, the Patriot Street Fighter. So we have three guests coming on next week, including Pastor Dave Scarlett. We were on his show on Wednesday at Take 5, so don't miss that. You can go back to hisglory.me. Find the Take 5 past shows, and you'll find me and my brother on there talking about quantum energy and how the pain patches are working so well for Dave. He fell off a ladder. He opened up a shin, I believe, and he was in great pain. He used the patches, and the pain went away. He's mowing his lawn. He actually, from an allergy perspective, he doesn't have allergies when he wears the pain patch. So Dave has some great testimonials. You can go to blessedteach.com/pain or blessedteach.com/allergy if you want to hear about that. Obviously, we got Donna, Clement, and also Amanda Grace coming on together on the second. Bianca Garcia, they call her Sister Bianca, the pastors. She's a big reason why we have true Hispanic for Trump movement. It was a movement of the Holy Spirit. You'll get to hear that great story. Dr. Artis coming on, Tony Renz, Julie Green coming back on. We've got a great lineup. Don't miss those. Let's talk about this last prophetic word that came out this morning. You are at the door of change. Again, I like to take it to my Searchy Pro platform, clean up the words, and then immediately post it for those that have backstage passes so that you can see the words here that you'll have access to. You can also get these after the fact on at the show notes if you sign up at blessedteach.com. It's just on the front page. I will email you the show notes and everything I've shown you here, right, for free. That's all free. Obviously, the neighborhood is free as well. And the training we do there with groups is free. All the prophetic groups that we, I mean, the Zoom and support and prayer groups we have are free. That's what this ministry is all about. Appreciate you guys. You want to go deeper, then you have there's some fees to get into the ministry that goes deeper. If you want to be a volunteer, deep it, then go deep. That's where we're backstage. Just hit the backstage tab. But let's dig into this. This is, you are at the door of change. And so I put asterisks where I want to emphasize and read portions of this. I think I read most of this now, probably about 90% of it, because it was packed full of this awesome information that I believe we need to know. Again, this is part of focusing on the Lord, focusing on the kingdom that can't be shaken, and not on the world and all the events and the prophets of Baal lying to us, or even junk intel in the Red Pill movement, right? Let's push that aside. Focus on the Bible. Focus on praising and praying to the Lord. Focus on the kingdom that can't be shaken, including the prophetic words. This is what I believe he wants us to focus on. Here it is. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to press into my word, press in during this time of battle, press into my glory, press through all the tactics and the plans of the enemy. There's nothing that he has against you that will prosper. Jesus has already won the battle. So magnify that instead of magnify any problem that you are facing. These are the days, my children, that many things will change and suddenlies are about to begin. So this is where I just believe there's going to be that financial hit. That's one point and boom, everything's going to change. It's going to, and the best is yet to come, as we said. Now, there's a lot of prep that you should be taking. This talks about some silences. So making sure that you're prepped with food, make sure you're water. You've got the preparewithrick.com if you want to try that. That's for the food and water, including water that doesn't take electricity, a water filter that doesn't take electricity. Water is the most important because you only can survive 3 days without that, right? So if you have a water source and a water filter that takes gravity, it doesn't matter if the power's out, right? So just think and just make sure you're prepared. But best is yet to come. Stalemate. This phrase will be in your news. The enemy's plans have stalled. They are not going the way they wanted and the pace they wanted them to go. Something is wrong. They will continue to say, when people in their innermost circles are dying suddenly, knowing they didn't do it, what is going on? And how do we stop it from coming to us? They will say. They are making deals behind closed doors, but they are all beginning to doubt each other's loyalty. And wondering, now, who can they really trust? And I say to your enemies, you have no one on your side that is loyal. No one on your side that is trustworthy. And they are all about to find that out with the next moves of my hand, saith the Lord. In these days, more strange occurrences are about to begin all over the world. My children, hold on to my words. And I say again, press in without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, and it will be okay in the house of the Lord. You are separated from what is about to hit this earth. It will protect those who are standing and believing in me. You are at the door of change, and it's all about to break wide open, saith the Lord. This is a big reason why we went over Exodus, and I really suggest you understand in detail the book of Exodus, where the land of Goshen and all those plagues, those 10 plagues, never hit them, right? And the plagues kind of represented all the different gods that the Egyptians worshipped, these pagan gods that had no power. But Goshen, remember, wasn't affected. And so that's what he's talking about. We have Goshen, basically, is when you have Jesus Christ in your heart. You become part of Goshen. There was a plan of great attack on you, O United States. It wasn't just a terrorist attack. No, it was much greater than that. They used deception. They stole from you. They took away your livelihoods to trap you where you are, so you will lay down and submit to the fraudulent government. They tried soaring inflation, shortages, and poisoning you in multiple ways to break your spirit to not fight back. In this day where it looks like everything has failed, and I have failed, press in and believe what the Lord has done. The battle is the Lord's, and He has already won. Your enemies you see that appear to be in control are not. They are all defeated. They will all lose, and the world is about to see that. My plan is going forward. Strategies are in place. Battle lines have been drawn. Military moves continue to be made. They never stopped, and more ground is being taken back. Courts will start to uphold the law. A changing of the guard is coming. So get prepared. So remember, get prepared. All these changes and things are going to be changed. Just make sure you have the food, the water. Make sure you have the ability to not have to go to the store for months, at least for the 10 days of darkness that we've talked about, or the 4 days of darkness some people talk about, or the 3 days of darkness. Just make sure that, because here the Lord actually tells us about this. A silence is coming. And remember, do not fear this silence. This is a sign of your victory and a complete takedown of the fraudulent government and everyone that has infiltrated your nation. So everyone that has infiltrated our nation is going to be taken down, but there's going to be a pause. Many people think that's going to be this 3, 4, or 10 days of silence, right? Or of darkness, right? Where hopefully we have power. If we don't, that's why you need a water filter that doesn't take power, right? That's one thing that we made sure you had available at preparewithrick.com. Make sure that you have, again, your everything you would need for at least a 10-day period, maybe more. And you literally do not have to go. Keep your gas tanks full of gas. Don't let them go down to empty. You don't want to be caught on that day, right? You don't want to be caught on that day with no precious metals either at all. It's another thing. A great lie is about to be told to the world. Don't comply to this lie. Rise up and resist their control. Let them know there are more of you than there are of them. Shout louder than your enemy. My children all over the world, don't let them muzzle you again, saith the Lord of hosts. This great lie, I think we all kind of know what that's going to be. It's going to be multiple monkeypox on steroids, right? There's going to be all kinds of reasons they have to shut everything down. They can't have this 22 election because they're going to lose all their power. They're going to get wiped out when they know that now, right? And so this great lie is going to try to get to vote by mail again. It's going to try to potentially even stop the elections. And it's going to be worldwide to try to lock people down. And this is where we can rise up and use the authority and power of Jesus. Remember, that's been very consistent over the last couple months in these words. A prominent role leader is about to die, signaling more on the way. The Pope will be in breaking news reports. His fall has begun. Dubai will be in your news. An event will take place there that will be unusual. Many unusual events are about to take place in my Arab nations. Syria will collapse and many nations will follow. An uprising has begun to take freedom all over the world. If you think about what the Arab nations have done, many of them put Sharia law in there. And they don't have freedom. It's all this two-tiered, you know, kingdom, Saudi Arabia kings, and you basically have these class systems all over. I believe that this is not going to be, like I talked to Lance Wall now, and he's saying that he thinks there's going to be goat nations and sheep nations, and the goat nations are going to be these Arab nations that are going to basically be Babylon, etc., and that the countries that turn back to Christ and have freedom of religion, that's going to be the sheep nations. I believe that he's going to rescue all the nations in this process in many ways. And there's still going to be a bunch of tares and wheats having to grow up together. But then a great harvest is going to come. It's going to be really clear who's ready, who's the wheat, who wants to come to the Lord. And they're going to come to these stadiums to get saved because the churches won't hold them. That's going to be, wow, exciting revelation coming. A container ship will be in your news. Listen to what they are saying. It's all lies to destroy your supply chain even more. They're attacking our supply chain. There's several other prophetic words about container ships that are being hidden, acting like they're lost. They're hiding our cargo. They're trying to burn down supply areas. They're doing everything they can to force shortages. Remember, he's the great multiplier. You remember what he did with the five fish and two loaves, right? He's promised to do that again by our authority and power of Jesus. But also, these are going to be temporary as all the forced shortages gets exposed. A pharmaceutical company will be in your news. Exposures are about to be explosive. This has been heavy on my heart lately, and this is what we talked to Pastor Dave about on Take 5 on Wednesday, me and my brother, about how the Rothschilds took over, I'm sorry, the Rockefellers, because they wanted petroleum-based medicine, so because they had oil. So, you know, dissolvable tablets, those were always petroleum-based. So they make millions when you switch from natural health to their big pharma medicine. That's why big pharma wants you on their medicine. It's a medical cartel that includes insurance companies, includes our government organizations that give patents out all the way into even the petroleum industry, like we just talked about. So businesses and governments and institutions, and along with the medical system and how they train all the doctors, they don't even tell them about parasites, which are most of the diseases that get wiped out with things like MMS that Jim Humble talks about. And then they purposely suppress all the stuff that works, and they get you on big pharma medicine. I cannot wait until these pharmaceutical companies are exposed for the evil that they are. The party of the blue, many are about to be exposed. A mass exodus is taking place. Not only leaving the fraudulent administration, but leaving the party in droves all over the nation. Woo! Is this good news or what? They took God out of their platform. They've been demeaning him. They're trying to support abortion after the birth. The Democrats have become a party of pure evil versus truth. Now there's many, many evil people within the Republican Party as well that are the rhinos that are serving the same side. But this is a huge thing, because the more, as we take out more and more rhinos, and put and the Democratic Party falls, we're going to be able to restore that Republican Party, or we'll create a new one. It is going to be beautiful. I'm going to read this again. The party, the blue, many are about to be exposed. A mass exodus is taking place, not only leaving the fraudulent administration, but leaving the party in droves all over the nation. Many are about to make announcements that will shock the nation. All of a sudden, not going to continue to run in 2022. They will start to drop like flies. Watch as you see this, and know a great collapse has occurred, saith the Lord of hosts. Guys, this is what's exciting, because a lot of times we hear prophetic words and they don't come true for decades, like with Kim Clement, right? And some of the written prophecies from Mark Taylor, I believe, were years away, right? And Amanda Grace came in, it seemed like they happened in months sometimes, right? And then Julie Green comes in, and we're getting things that are happening within weeks. But obviously, since we have the 2022 elections coming in November, early November, I mean, it's already, what, July 21st, August, September, October, 3.5 months. This is all going to happen within weeks. This is going to start to happen. That is exciting. You are living in historic times. Be glad that you're alive at such a time as this. Just make sure you have your armor of God on. And remember, we got to armor up. Because you look at Ephesians 6:13, and it clearly says, put on your whole armor of God, or put on your full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. So what's that mean? Look at that. I think the day of evil is right now, when they're going to try to poison us all, try to lock us all down again, and God is going to say, look at who's got the armor on. All the remnant is going to stand up and not take this. And this is the time for you to use that authority and power of Jesus' name, the name above all names, and his blood that he shed for you. That power and authority that you have in that is tremendous. Use it. Speak down this cabal. Speak down to their lockdowns. Speak down to their shortages and their forced labor their forced stress for us to all give up. It's not going to happen. Don't give up. This is the time to use the word of God. A massive cover-up in California is about to be exposed. Then it's just the beginning of many state leaders fall into the same thing. So California, wouldn't that not be just wild if California ended up being one of the first states to decertify. Because I really believe California turned red. There's a lot of evidence toward that. But just the fact that we can get rid of some of these evil people that are using the Dominion voting machines, the Sequoia software, the Smartmatic software, I believe that's what they've done. They completely took that over to where they have massive algorithms to not even give a chance. And I believe no matter, this has to be exposed before we're going to be able to get California back. President Zelensky will give himself away. He's a liar and a wolf in sheep's clothing. The money that he just received has been going to places and people they tried to hide. Oh no, they will no longer keep this dirty secret. I am exposing it all, saith the Lord. We know that this whole world Western prophets of Baal all saying that we need to support Ukraine and that this evil Russia. That's exactly what the prophets of Baal have been saying. And all our congressmen just bailed and just gave millions and millions and millions while not giving anything to the border to protect our own border. This is a purposeful takedown of the United States. And Zelensky's part of this, and he's going to be exposed completely. A submarine will be in your news, and what country it belongs to is important too. And you will see why. So I believe that some of the prophetic words talk about there's going to be some type of tsunamis that they're going to try to create. But there's also going to be hurricanes, maybe two of them together, that are going to take out some submarines that were literally going to attack the United States. They wanted chaos on the East Coast because they're trying to, that's what they do with false flags. Look over here. Don't look at us falling. Don't look at exposures of Hunter Biden. Don't look at exposures of all the criminality. Don't look at the human trafficking going on. Look at this war coming over here that they, and look at these false flags that they do all the time. The last paragraph here says, cover-ups are about to be uncovered to the world. Bigger moves are being made to save not just this nation, but all nations. It doesn't say not the Arab nations. It says all nations. My children, in this time, get with me like never before, and you will have peace no matter what you see or hear. Impartations of joy you shall receive. You shall not be moved while everything around you is shaking. These are the days for your freedoms. Do not fear. Get into my rest. Your victories are guaranteed with me, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. This is so consistent with what we've been talking about. You shall not be moved while everything around you is shaking. He's going to shake everything. But there's a kingdom that can't be shaken. What is that? That's the Word of God. That's where you're worshiping the Lord God Almighty. You're spending time with the Lord, right? And worship and praise is the most important, one of the most important things you can do. That's why we're going to be doing that tonight, every Monday and Thursday. That's why I think many of you are being called to come backstage. It's free for 30 days. Just come and try it. Come and see. Just go to blessedteach.com, blessed2teach.com, and hit the backstage tab. You can join there for a monthly or yearly donation to the ministry. If you can't afford that, you can go get a scholarship that's less than a couple dollars a month. And that is just email info@blessedteach.com. Email info@blessedteach.com. But come backstage. That is where Mondays and Thursdays we're worshiping the Lord God Almighty. Tuesdays and Wednesdays we're backstage with these great patriots, praying with them, doing Q&A with them. You get a personal relationship with some of these awesome patriots. And then obviously Friday we go to the world with praise and prayer. Exciting times, guys. Real exciting times. Again, that is the Rumble channel. Make sure you subscribe to Julie Green Ministries' Rumble channel. She's got several channels there. She posts on both of them. That if you just look at channels and type in Julie Green Ministries, you'll get it. Also, make sure you are following her on jgminternational.org. That's JGM. I'll put it right here by the Rumble channel for the show notes. So if you get the show notes, you'll see this. And you'll be able to see all her latest stuff that she has on here. And if you go to prophecies on the menu, you'll be able to search. She's up to July 16th now. It's the 21st. So you can see she's 4 or 5 days behind. That's the reason I pulled in search tree right away, because I want you guys to hear the most up-to-date words of what I think is vital and how it applies to everything we're doing. And that's why Backstage, you'll get Searchy too. So if you want access to Searchy to be able to search all these things, you can search things like gold and silver, search things like DC, Obama, everything, all these things, and see what did all the prophets say about gold, for instance. And you can actually go see, here's a prophetic word where she talks about gold, and Kim Clement talked about gold.
Here, new lows all these and a historic things. Crash will occur in the stock market.
It looks like
day after day, the market will hit records for major falls. The market losses.
Oh, that was Searchy playing her again. We already played that. All right, so let's go over some other news. I wanted to see if Kirk Elliott was here. He tries to come on, but he's had a lot of conflicts lately. I don't think he's here. So it is 6:01. So we're going to continue with some more news that I have ready for you guys, and then we'll get into talking about after Sarah's death, Abraham prayed for his servant to go find a wife, not in the country they were in, but in the their country of old, to find a wife for Isaac. And that's where we get the whole lineage and down to the 12 tribes of Israel coming from that lineage. It's exciting stories. Important to know the historical precedence of what was happening in Exodus, what happened in the time of Abraham, etc. That's why we're going through Genesis now, and we went through Exodus last couple months. Here is Nolte. 1 year ago today, Joe Biden said vaccinated cannot get COVID. So we don't need to play that. You guys all know he said that. We all wish Joe Biden a fast and full recovery from the coronavirus that he supposedly has. Let's not forget that all COVID misinformation has been spreading for years. In fact, a fit of irony, no one would believe in fiction. It was already 1 year ago, 1 year ago today, that Biden told the country that the COVID vaccination would protect you from being infected. On July 21st, that's 1 year ago today, the White House announced that the twice vaccinated and twice boosted Joe Biden had the coronavirus. On July 21st, 2021, Joe Biden told the country that the vaccinated could not get the coronavirus. And so I wouldn't believe, they're going to try to switch to Obama. That's what the prophetic words tell us. And so they don't trust Nancy. They don't trust Kamala. They obviously don't trust the Biden, the actor that has dementia, I believe. Some people think it's a white hat actor. I think it's a black hat actor that has dementia. And they're trying to give him every word to say and everything, and it's not working real well for him, is it? So this is what he said. But again, one last thing, we don't talk. This is a quote from Biden. Enough about this, I don't think. One last thing that's really important is we're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-vaccinated people, which is a lie. He's lies right there completely. Delta was less deadly, and unvaccinated people were not affected anymore by Delta. The virus shots that people are getting now cover that. There, you okay? You're not going to. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Complete lie. What those vaccinations do, it's mRNA. They have massive amounts of stuff in there. They don't even have to tell you what's in there. They have immunity. You can't sue them. And those vaccines destroy your immune system. And if you got them, quit taking any more boosters, right? And look at making sure that you're doing things to protect you. And the most important thing you can do is come to the Lord God Almighty, repent for your sin, for putting this into your body, and then ask for his healing. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the great healer. He's the great provider. So make sure that you're turning to the Lord God Almighty. In fact, I did a little series on that on Monday, right? Was the names of God. I'll just bring them up real quick. And it's just like fun to kind of look at that, to see what are all these names of God. This is one I just pulled into my notes. But Jehovah Rohi is the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord shall provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So Jehovah Rapha, he's the Lord of Hills. And there's all kinds of scriptural reference. I'll put these in the show notes again so you guys have them. You can see them from last Monday, I believe, as well. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. And Jehovah Shalom is the Lord is my peace. Jehovah, there's several others that are Kadesh, and it's to take this. But the Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is our sanctifies. The Lord who is there, Jehovah Shema. And there's many others, right? It's just of what I just love. But he, remember, the Lord is the author of our salvation. He's the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. He's the Lord of glory. He's the I Am, the great I Am, right? He's the Almighty. He's the everlasting Father, the first and the last, the faithful witness, the image of the invisible God. He's a wonderful counselor, mighty God. He's a sacrifice. He's a ransom. He's the Lord who heals you. The heir of all things, the temple, a sanctuary, intercessor. So it goes on and on and on and on about how much, how many cool names we have for the Lord God Almighty. And I'm telling you what, guys, this is who we need to be leaning into. When he says press in, press into that God. Press into that God. Woo! Tell you what, Hunter Biden probe, ABC, NBC, and CBS skip damning critical stage report that charges are on table. So again, this completely biased news. Prophets of Baal, I really believe all everybody gets the 4 a.m. talking points are the prophets of Baal. It's not in, only in the media, also the arts and entertainment people get them at the top of that mountain. Top of the mountain of the religious mountain even gets those 4 a.m. talking points. The 4 a.m. talking points goes to every all seven mountains, right? The academia, obviously. You got the business, the government, obviously. And they're the prophets of Baal. They're lying to the American people and they put a spell on them. And we need to pray that that spell gets removed, that the scales on their eyes are removed, because that's not those people that are sleeping are not dumb people. They're not stupid people that are just don't listen to you, right? They are deceived people that are victims. And if we love them, we can love them into the kingdom as we get to the great United States. It's a prophetic word, United States. We are going to be united again. But we have to out this cabal, out the prophets of Baal. And when people understand what the 4 a.m. talking points are, it's going to be big. Arrest of House Democrats takes a new turn. AOC admits a far-left group asked the lawmakers to submit themselves for arrest. You probably saw AOC walking out with her hands behind her back, right? And she wasn't even handcuffed, acting as if she was handcuffed, and then raising her arm right after that, showing she'd go, oh crap, I'm not supposed to be able to do that. I'm acting like I have handcuffs on. And she's saying it's the best practice to put your hand behind your back. It's not. Yeah, Dan Bongino made a big deal about this because they want to see your hands, make sure you're not grabbing a knife or a gun, right? So you don't put your hands behind your back until they tell you to, right? They want your hands up and in front. So she's a, you know, basically a drama queen. Teachers union surfers backfires, turns into epic self-own for Democrats, says education policy experts. So basically, these teachers unions just became progressive nonsense, part of the control mechanism to brainwash our kids. That's why most of our kids that have gone to college lately, they come out leftists, they come out progressives, they come out people that hate the country. That is what we have to take back our schools and get God back in our schools. And that is a prophetic word that said that God's going to be invited back in, which is going to be extremely exciting. Former Trump lawyer Giuliani ordered to testify in Georgia election probe. So this, the criminals in Georgia, including the Republican rhinos, are, you know, basically trying to do something similar to the call that he made with Zelensky, and they tried to pinch it hoax number two. Now the call he made to Kemp, the governor there, they're trying to use that as a way to another way to try to keep Trump out of power. Not going to work, guys, at all. All right, I'm going to get into the scripture here. And again, the B2D neighborhood is where you can congregate with us. So this is an awesome platform. It's a Facebook replacement. It's free, completely free. You just go to your app store and type in B2T space neighborhood. Search on it and you will find the app in the Google Play Store as well as the App Store. It took me forever to get through them. They kept rejecting me until they had no excuse not to. So good news is that our app's there. And you can also just go b2tneighborhood.com and it'll bring you right to this free platform that replaces Facebook. And they have groups, and this is where the groups, I ask you to look at all these prayer actives. If you're isolated now, this is the time to just get in the neighborhood and actually connect for free. We are actually giving free training to these prayer and support Zoom groups so people can learn how to use Zoom, learn how to create a group, learn how to do a lot of things. And then we have a training group every Wednesday night where you can actually go grab a lot of training that we pulled together, including my four lessons on what we call healing and transformational prayer. It's going to be a big part of what this ministry is all about. So join us at the b2tneighborhood.com. All right, let's get into Genesis 24. It's pretty long. It's like almost 70 verses. And so Kent can join anytime he'd like here. But I'm going to, because it's 10 after, so I'm going to try to get through this whole thing because it's awesome. This is important. It's a lineage of Israel, you know, how God decided to bless all nations through Abraham. And it came through Isaac and Rebekah, right? All the way to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And Israel had 12 sons, and that's the 12 tribes of Israel. Beautiful and a very important thing to understand. So the question is, how did Isaac find Rebekah? This is the story that we get to hear right now. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he had, "Put your hand under my thigh," that's the way they made covenants back then, "and I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell." So obviously they're in this land where there's a ton of Canaanites. Many of them did not know the Lord at all. So he wants to make sure that Isaac has a godly wife. "But we'll go to my country and to the kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac." The servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came?" Abraham said to him, "See to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. So isn't this interesting that he didn't want Isaac to go find his wife? He sent a servant there. And what a tough task. You go to another land, nobody knows you, and you basically are going to say, "Hey, my master wants you to marry his son. Come with me." What's the chance of that, right? So this is another one of these things that kind of prove the biblical authority, that this is not just a written word. This shows where the Holy Spirit was involved, where the Spirit of God had to be involved for that type of thing to happen. Then the servant took 10 of his masters. And remember, I teach that course in the Reliability of the Bible. Anybody who's teaching Homer or teaching Plato or teaching Aristotle and then says the Bible's not reliable are being massive hypocrites. Because the Bible, especially the New Testament, has massive more textual criticism. The science of textual criticism proves that the Bible, is, especially the New Testament, is way more reliable than all those documents of history. And we know Jesus had confidence in the Old Testament. Dead Sea Scrolls showed that the scribes did meticulous work to make sure that they had God's word preserved. So if we don't have the original manuscripts, we can compare the manuscripts that are close to in the number of years compared to all other documents of antiquity, and they have a great number of them, and they match on 99.95% of the text. You take that type of accuracy, and you cannot say the Bible's not accurate. I teach that class, remember, on that. So it's called the TAP method: textual criticism, archaeology, prophecy. And the Spirit of God, you'll see, just permeates through the Word of God. That's why I love teaching the Bible, because it is the living Word of God. And this is one of the passages that shows this. Then the servant took the 10 of his master camels and departed, taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master, and arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at that time of evening, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, "Lord God of my master Abraham. This is back to praise and prayer, guys. What we're going to be doing here shortly. Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing at the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming to draw water. Let the woman to whom you shall say, please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, drink, and I will water your camels. So that's pretty specific. I'm going to ask her for a drink, and then she's going to reply, sure, drink, and I'll water your camels. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And so isn't that cool? By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master. This reminds me of Gideon doing the fleece, saying, you know, and just, hey, God, do this for me because I'm on this task. I'm not sure. So please, Lord, show me. So before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor. You know, we talked about Nahor, right? Abraham's brother, right? So this ends up being Nahor, who is the granddaughter of Abraham's brother. Rebekah is. Came out with her water jar on her shoulder. The young woman was very attractive in appearance and a maiden whom no man had known. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, please give me a little water to drink from your jar. And what does she say? Drink, my lord. And she quickly let down her jar upon her head and gave him a drink. When she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. So that is the big answer to prayer right there. So she quickly emptied her jar into a trough and ran again to the well to draw water, and she drew for all his camels. The man gazed at her in silence to learn whether the Lord had prospered his journey or not. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her arms weighing 10 gold shekels and said, please tell me whose daughter you are. Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. She added, we have plenty of both straw and fodder and a room to spend the night. The man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord. Look at this, guys. What are we to do when the Lord's in our midst working? And we see him backstage working right now. Wow, the praise requests are coming through. We ask, the Lord is answering. And that is one thing that is so exciting about this. So that is what we do, though. We worship the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has led me in the way to the house of my master's kinsman. Then the young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. Laban ran out toward the man to the spring. As soon as he saw the ring and the bracelets on his sister's arms and heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, thus the man spoke to me. He went to the man, and behold, he was standing by the camels at the spring. He said, come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I prepared the house for a place for the camels. So in the end, the man had 10 camels. So this is not an unwealthy place, obviously. So the man came to the house and unharnessed the camels and gave straw and fodder to the camels. And there was water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. The food was set before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have said what I have to say. And Laban, Rebekah's brother, said, speak on. So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my clan and take a wife for my son. I said to my master, perhaps the woman will not follow me. But he said, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and prosper your way. That's what God does to his remnant, right? If we delight in the Lord, he gives us desires of our heart. That's what's cool about walking with the Lord God Almighty. You shall take a wife for my son from the clan and from my father's house. Then you will be free from my oath, and you come to my clan. And if they will not give her to you, you will be free from my oath. I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, O God of my master Abraham, if now you are prospering the way that I go, behold, I am standing by the spring of water. Let the virgin who comes out to draw water, to whom I shall say, please give me a little water, water from your jar to drink. And you will say to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Here you can see a prayer of submitting to God. This is what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is all about, I believe, guys. It says, make sure, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Wow. And that just reminds me of the beautiful verse we talk about a lot, which is Psalm 119, 105, right? His word of God, right, is a lamp to my feet. It's like you're in a dark room and the lamp turns on, and wow, now I can move my feet around because it's light. But then it goes on, it's a lamp to my feet, is a light for my path as well. So he actually shows you which way to go. He makes your path straight. You don't lean on your own understanding, you just trust in the Lord God Almighty. And that's what this servant did. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came out with her water jar on her shoulders, and she went down to the spring and drew water. I said to her, please let me drink. She quickly let her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give you camels drink also. And so I drank, and she gave the camels drink also. Then I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the rings on her nose and the bracelet on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord. Guys, you want to be in God's will, you need to be bowing down and worshiping him. And doing that with music and worship, and then doing intercessory prayer is what we do every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. That's what this ministry is about. And God is working in a major way. I am so excited about this. So join us backstage. And tonight, when we do praise and prayer, you can join for free for 30 days. Just go to blessedteach.com, then go to the backstage tab. So I put, then, and so again, then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord. Are you blessing the Lord? Are you worshiping him? Join us. Do that. The God of my master Abraham, who had led me the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you are going to show steadfast love and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, and I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son. The Lord has spoken. Guys, that is just cool. We're going to go over the rest of this later because I'm trying to see what time it is. I guess I probably have a little more time, so I'm going to go ahead and finish this up, Kent, and then we'll move right into worship. Well, Abraham's servant heard their words. He bowed himself to the earth before the Lord. Here it is. Here he is again. And the servant brought out jewelry of silver and gold and garments and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave to her brother and to her mother costly ornaments. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank, and they spent the night there. When they arose in the morning, he said, send me away to my master. Her brother and her mother said, let the young woman remain with us a little while, at least 10 days. After that, she may go. But he said to them, do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. They said, let us call the young woman and ask her. And they called Rebekah, and she and said to her, will you go with this man? She said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and their nurse, and Abraham's servants and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, O sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him. And that is obviously a fulfilled prophecy as we see going forward. Then Rebekah and her young woman arose and rode onto the camel and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now Isaac had turned from, was this Beer Ironi-Rai, and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. So here he is, he's meditating. Isaac went out to meditate toward the evening. You can see there's a theme here. We're meditating on the Lord. They're trusting in the Lord with all their heart. They're worshiping. They're bowing down to the Lord God Almighty. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. When she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to her servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And she's showing how a humble woman here. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. How cool. And this is what we do. Again, when we delight in the Lord, he gives us the desires of our heart. And part of that delighting the Lord is just making sure you're giving him time. And you're giving him time not only by reading his word, you're giving him time to worship him. Praise and worship is our weapon against the enemy. Satan hates it, and the God loves it. And that's what we're going to do right now with Kent Henry. Kent?
Wow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I love this scripture. And I brought this song again tonight. Lord, I live by your word. Rick, we will get it through to people time and time again. You have to live by the scripture. Study the word of God. 66 books. I mean, it's a big, big book, but it's for a lifetime. And when the storms of life come, guess what? We will not be moved. Lord, I live by your word. Lord, I live by every word from your Lord, I live, and Lord, I live. I live by Genesis and Exodus. Yeah, and Lord, I live by every word from, check it out, yeah. And I'm like a tree by the stream. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word. Come on, tag it with me. I live by your word. And here's the verse, guys. Come on, here we go. And as the rain and snow come down from heaven and waters the earth and it brings forth its fruit, so shall be the word, that the powerful word that God is speaking, and it shall not return empty to you. It will accomplish your desire. It will surely succeed. And your word transforms the desert. Your word is changing me. And Lord, Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. And I'm like the tree by the stream. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering. This is the word, I live by your word. As the living word, as the rain and snow, and as the rain and snow come down from heaven It waters the earth and brings forth its fruit. So shall be the word that you're speaking your word, Lord, and it shall not return empty to you. It will accomplish your desire. It will surely succeed. Your word transforms the desert. Your word is changing me. Come on, everybody, lift that up. And Lord, I live by your word. And Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. Well, and Lord, I live by your word. Woo! I want to point it out tonight as we're worshiping. I've been to Israel 3 different times, and the Word of God says, and the flowers will bloom, the desert will bloom full of flowers. And people said, you're out of your mind, it's barren. There ain't nothing out there. Until Israel found a giant aquifer underneath the desert, and they're one of the top flower producers. I believe they're in the top 12 or top 10. So the word of God, it says in the lyric, so shall be the word that you're speaking. God's word cannot return void. It cannot return empty. It cannot. And it's eternal. It will accomplish the desire. Whatever the Father sends the word in Jesus' name, it will accomplish your desire. Do the verse one more time with me tonight. And as the rain and snow come down from heaven and waters the earth, brings forth its fruit, so shall be the word. Lord, you are speaking. Your word will not return void, empty to you. The word will accomplish your desire. Your word will surely succeed. And your word transforms the desert. Your word is changing me. I'm like the tree by the stream. I'm bearing fruit. Do it again. And I'm like the tree by the stream. I'm bearing fruit. My leaf is again. I'm like the tree by the stream. I'm bearing fruit. My leaf is green. And all that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by, and as Rick has been teaching, worship, 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 middle of the day, end of the day, I'm coming back. I'm going to live with the heart of worship. And here's the song that goes with it. Yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you, yeah. all about. Come on, lift it up again. Yeah, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about, thank God, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you, yeah. All about you, Jesus. I'll say his name again. Jesus. All about you, Lord. Sing his name, Jesus. Woo, yeah, yeah, Jesus. And here's the verse. When the music fades at the end of every meeting, people can't play and for 24, 40, they can't sing 48 hours. So at the end of every meeting, the music fades. When all is stripped away, I'm longing just to bring you something that's of worth that will bless your heart. We have the ability to bless the Lord. We are anointed to anoint the Lord with our worship.
Amen.
So check it out. Yeah. When the music fades and all gets stripped away, and I simply come, I'm longing just to bring, check it, something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you have. He wanted our hearts all along, a worshiping heart, yeah. You search much deeper within, to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. Awesome. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing. It's all about you, and it's all about you, Lord. It's, sing that line. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, yeah. Jesus, a wonderful counselor, Jesus, Prince of Peace, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Do it again. Jesus, wonderful, a wonderful counselor, Jesus, Prince, you are the Prince of, one more time, yeah, Jesus, a wonderful counselor, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. Woo! It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. It's all about. Yeah, I just want to share one thing before we cross this over tonight. This will really bless Rick. I was talking to a great man of God. He's a good friend of mine, bro. He is spirit-filled and spirit-led. And we just had the conversation, personality churches are dropping like flies, where presence-based churches remain strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Let me explain it. A lot of churches, Rick, I've been doing this more years than I want to say, 47, since June of 74. Wow. And personality-driven churches, here's the problem. If the pastor gets sick, or passes away, or falls in immorality, that church is gone in 6 months.
Wow.
Sometimes 3 months. So personality driven doesn't fly with Jesus, because He's the Lord of hosts. He's the God of angel armies. So that's why presence based will always carry the day. The power of His presence. Pretty sweet, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah.
So bro, however you want to cross it over and pray tonight, awesome.
Lord, may we just all have that heart of worship where we know it's all about You, Lord. We thank You for this scripture. Just screams it all. Every chapter, it seems, it's like, wow. You just see where You are blessing people or praise and worshiping You. And Lord, so we just continue to just hold on to this kingdom that can't be shaken. May we hold on to a relationship with You and strengthen that relationship with You by just worshiping and praising You. And Lord, thank You for listening to our intercessory prayers as You come into our presence. We are so appreciative of that, Lord. And we just ask You to continue blessing us by the power and authority of Jesus' name, the name above all names. And we pray in that name.
Says Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. So we're going to continue this, guys. This is what Backstage is all about.
Woo!
So you want to do this for an hour on Mondays and Thursdays, you'll be blessed massively. Just come backstage, go to blessedteach.com, hit the Backstage tab, and then also the Free Neighborhood, just download that. That's where we're congregating, that's where we're communicating, that's where you can chat with me. That is where you come to the Backstage group there. It's where I'm posting all these things. That's where the little ones giving us words, little ones getting words from the Lord about guiding us.
Wow.
It's amazing, amazing time back here. If you're being called to a ministry, you're probably being called to this one. Go to the Backstage tab on blessedtheteach.com, blessedwiththenumber2teach.com. We're going to cross over right now and continue. God bless you guys.
Hallelujah.
We'll talk to
man.
You next time.
Wow.